Hi guys, welcome back to Happy to Be Here. Welcome to Season 3. So from now on, each season is going to be 30 episodes. That's going to be my goal, at least. I don't know, I may make them shorter or longer depending on what is going on, but woo! So if you cannot tell, I'm recording this right after I recorded that one. So I'm going to have two episodes up this week for you guys to listen to. So as the beginning episode of season 3 of Happy to Be Here, the podcast, we're going to be talking about, are you ready for this? Time to open up the laptop, because I did have this written down for today's episode. I already know what we're talking about, but I'm going to have to cross it out so we don't do this in the future. So today we're going to be talking about something that I know you guys are probably, I don't know, you may be biased and not like it, or you may like it depending on what's going on. Where is it? I know I have it somewhere. Oh, there we go. So I'm just going to, please let me do this. I'm going to quickly highlight this in yellow. Actually, I'll highlight it in red. So today, we're going to be talking about Fortnite. You guys are probably going to be like, oh, happy to be here. I thought you were trendy and you were like cool and Fortnite, disgusting. All right, I have a reason to talk about it right now. They did something that's pretty interesting, and I have some other things related to Fortnite that we could talk about later because they're kind of odd in my own opinion. I don't know. And then there's some other stuff on here that I think would be really cool. Oh, I was like, huh? Talk about season 3. What is that? That's another idea. Don't worry about that. So why am I talking about Fortnite today? So Fortnite did something really weird. So usually Fortnite, it's just like, okay, you do you, whatever. But I think this is going to spark some controversy because of what it means. And I think if they change this, it could make it really bad. Okay, I don't have a nosebleed. That's good. I was like, wait, is my nose bleeding? Welcome to season 3 of Happy to Be Here, by the way. We still haven't gotten into the main topic. Whatever. So basically, today, Fortnite released a rainbow-type item shop, and people have been talking about it, being like, oh, this is kind of cool. So if you don't know, it's an entire section of the item shop. And basically what the item shop is, their skins and stuff, because, like, some people don't know. I try to stay up to date with, like, gaming news and different things. So that's kind of how I know. Also, I've played it before. So I'm not going to even say, like, oh, it's good or it's bad, because I don't want to start a war. But whatever. Let's just talk about this part. So if you don't know, LGBTQ+ is basically lesbians, gays, trans, whatever. It's all these different groups, and they basically did an LGBTQ+ item shop today, where it's centered around, like, rainbows and gay and all that. And something interesting is, they made it all free. So I'm like, alright, that's kind of cool. You're kind of representing the, group. You're representing pride and all this, and you're, like, making it known that, like, no matter who you are, you're accepted, you can be who you want in this game, you can do what you want, more or less. You can be you. You can customize your stuff to make it more relatable to you. And that alone, I think that's really cool, and I think Fortnite deserves at least some kind of props. Like, good job, that's really neat. And I like that you're just kind of, like, supporting people. And it was all free, so it's, like, double props. But what I think could be really bad is if, one, they do it as a limited time thing where no one else can get it after it's gone. And I feel like that would kind of be bad, but I could also see why they do it, because Fortnite is like, haha, hey, you weren't here to get it when you had the chance to get it. Sucks to suck. You loser, take the L. Free. Freer than the free. And I kind of get that, I suppose, like, hey, play our game now if you want it. If not, suck, you can't get it, loser. But the other thing I can see them doing, which would probably be even more controversial, is them releasing these free items for, like, higher, for, like, more money than it actually was to get. So right now, if you want to, like, get this, you log in, and it's basically, like, rainbow something, and it's just all these free items. But I could see them, like, releasing it later on down the road to cost money. And we know they've done this before. One example is, I've seen this. I've been staying up to date with the news and stuff from Fortnite, because this Fortnite seems to be kind of weird at the moment. Plus, Dead by Daylight doesn't have any new news, and Overwatch is just there. So, I've been kind of watching this because things are going on and it's kind of nifty, I guess. Kind of weird. I don't know how to feel about it. But basically, they did this concert thing with CO2, I think. That's the name of it. I'm not positive. And basically, if you did the concert thing, you got this spray and a soundtrack. And the soundtrack is called, like, UFOs and Aliens or something along those lines. And basically, you got it for free because you participated in this thing. But the thing is, later on, like, a couple days after the event was done, they released it for, like, $200 in the, well, in-game currency, $200 in the item shop, apparently. So I could definitely see them, like, releasing these for, like, quite a bit of money in the item shop. And why I think, like, people would probably be against that is just, like, you did this to, like, show, like, everyone's accepted. Here, it's a free gift. We accept you. Yay. But I can also see them just, like, being, like, yeah, we accept you. But, like, if you want to be accepted, you gotta spend the money. And I feel like either way, people are probably just not going to be happy. I think people would be unhappy, because, like, these things are in the game, and I feel like people are gonna be like, ew, what the heck, disgusting, oh. Because if you don't know, most of the people who play Fortnite now are, like, toddlers. I wish I was exaggerating, but I'm not. We need to talk about that later, too. Hold on, let me just add that. Why do children play T4teen games? Expect to see that one later, because that one is really just, I don't like that one at all. If you couldn't hear what I was saying, I wrote down, why do children play T4teen games? That one just aggravates me. But let's not talk about that right now. That's not the topic at hand. But as I was saying, I feel like, yeah, games should have these, like, limited time deals, and I think, like, Fortnite is kind of handling it well, where it's, like, we see that not everyone's feeling accepted, so, like, let's show you that, like, you are accepted. And I think the fact that they did it for free, you didn't have to pay any money, was also really cool, because, like, I saw that, and I'm like, oh, you probably had to pay for that, when I was hearing these people talk about it. And when I was researching. But it was completely free. All these, like, skins and stuff. And there was also, like, sprays, which, like, showed the rainbow. And it wasn't just, like, the, like, Pride rainbow. It's the updated one, which I think also gave them bonus points. So, I don't know. Tell me what you guys think. I think that it's good, but I also think, like, if they do this wrong, people could be upset. I don't know. If you think these are something you want to check out, I would recommend grabbing them while you can, because they seem to put quite a bit of effort into this. And something else that you should note, right now, there's just, like, a rainbow over the island, the Fortnite island, from what I've seen. So that's really neat, I guess. It's just kind of like this tiny Pride live event. And I wonder if they're going to do this, like, ever again with different, like, things. To, like, basically be like, hey, guys, you're accepted. We care about, like, all of you. No matter who you are or, like, what you believe in, you are accepted. And I think if they do that, like, the game could become popular again. Because I know people used to really care about this game before kids got it. Wow, I sound like such an old man. In my day, Fortnite was a teen-for-teen game. These kids weren't playing it. Oh. Actually, in my day, no one was actually playing it either. It's kind of weird. I sound like such an idiot. Just like, in my day, oh, I'm so old, my back. I'm dying. Yeah. Just kind of food for thought, just to think about. Nothing big or major. But I thought it was something we could cover, because I know, like, if you know me, you know that, like, I also stand for the, hey, I don't care, like, who you are or what you believe in, I will accept you no matter what. Unless you're doing some criminal things, which I'll be like, no thank you. The only, like, reason I may be like, I still accept you if you do criminal things is if it's, like, we're poor, we have no money, and we, like, need food, and, like, this is the only way we can get food by committing crimes. And I feel like there's some, like, examples of, like, that would be acceptable. Like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't know, like, would you like some food? It's just one of those things where it's, like, the context of, like, why you're committing the crime. Like, we need money for our family, or, like, we need the food, or we need this. I feel like I would be like, oh, I'm so sorry, I don't think you're a terrible person. Like, this is a circumstance that you can't control. It's out of your, like, ability to deal with. But you're just handling it as best as you can. And, like, it will probably get better. It's just one of those things where it's like, oh, dang, that sucks. I'm sorry. I still accept you. You're good. Another reason... I'm just laughing. Why do I laugh when I get nervous? Oh my god, I should talk about that. Just like, why do I laugh when I get nervous? I don't know. Ha ha ha. It would just be an entire, like, podcast of me just going... yeah. Another reason why I think they did this is, like, things have been kind of rough. I don't know if you've noticed, but things kind of yikers right now. And that's kind of why I have my YouTube and the podcast and live streams, to kind of create this safe space where it's, like, normal. As normal as it can be. I mean, have you seen me? You haven't. No one's seen me, technically. Because I don't do the face reveals. I mean, people have seen my outline of my hair, but, like, you don't know what my face looks like. Off track. But, you know, I think they did this to basically be like, hey, I know people are kind of being, like, yikers right now, but just because they say you're unloved because you believe in, like, this... Yeah, they be kinda tripping, my man. You are loved. Take the heart. Okay, I think I'm gonna end it here before I just, like, keep talking about this too much. Because I don't think anyone would listen, but I think this is a really neat thing that Fortnite's doing. I feel like if they did more like this, it could make the game at least better. Because I know it... reputation has gone down because of children playing it. Why I wrote down, why do children play T14 games? That's probably going to be the next podcast I make, because while most of my rants are really wholesome, I feel like that's just going to be such a negative rant, so I don't know if I'll do it, but it's also something that I kind of just feel like I should do, just to be like, what on earth? Although the same could be said, like, why are children playing, like, immature games? Why is this 10-year-old playing GTA 5? Come on, guys, like, what is going on? That's another rant for another day. But I hope you guys enjoyed this. Goodbye.